Blog Talk Radio.
Studios in Eugene, Oregon, it's Oregon Update with your hosts, Cliff and Robin. You can join Cliff and Robin by dialing 646-721-9887 or by email at talk@krbnradio.com. And now, here's your hosts, Cliff and Robin.
And a good Saturday morning. Yes, it is Saturday once again. Thank goodness, because Saturday just takes a long time to get here. It's a very special day today on this Labor Day weekend. We have a very special three-day event courtesy of Nick and Lynn's Politics Conservative Corner, who they actually put together a pretty good show where they're for the next couple of days, actually, they're going to have at least 24 other blog talk radio shows talking about what we can do to dedicate the shows for the seniors, less fortunate and homeless people, and what we can do to help them or any suggestions that you might have. And it took a lot of work on their part, and we're waiting for them to, Nick and Linda, kind of call into the show here. In the meantime, if you have any ideas that you would like to contribute or any stories, give us a call, 646-721-9887. We'd love to hear from you. The chat room is open, as usual, www.blogtalkradio.com/KRBN. My co-host, he's still under the weather. He's still in the hospital. He's recently had a quadruple bypass and had to have a stent put in because he also suffered a stroke, but he's doing fine, and he should be back with us probably in the next couple of weeks. Anyways, while waiting for Nick and Linda to give us a call in, we'll move right on to what the heck are they thinking?
You have got to be kidding me. What the heck were they thinking? Can you actually believe they did that?
It's Robin's What the Heck Are They Thinking Award, where Robin picks out some of the dumbest and most ridiculous headlines of the week. And now, with this week's picks, here's Robin.
Okay, this one is courtesy of the Houston Chronicle, where a high school student is suing a Dover, New Hampshire High School, claiming that because the instructor failed to warn of the dangers of electrical demonstration cord, that the student was shocked so severely that it caused his heart to stop and that the incident caused permanent brain damage. The incident happened when student Carl Vibbers attached the electrical clamps onto each nipple and another student plugged the cord in, thereby causing the electrocution. Yeah, if you ask me, the brain damage happened way before the student plugged in the cord. It's like, way to go there, guy. And he's a high school student. Anyways, the phone number to call, 646-721-9887. And like I say, we're waiting for Nick and Finn to give us a call in. Unfortunately, under my blog talk plan, I think maybe he's right there right now. Nick, welcome to the show.
Hey, Robin, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I am here after all this trouble. We got about 5 minutes on the show.
Welcome aboard, Crazy Man.
So how are you?
Hello this morning. How are we doing?
We're doing good. How are you doing?
Pretty good, I guess. How about you? We got an echo back there somewhere. Is that on your end?
Yeah, I think it's on my end. Hold on there, Robin, and I'll call back in. Give me about 2 minutes here, all right?
Okay, Nick. I don't know who you are. I talked to Nick briefly before the show began, and
a million miles so far, haven't you?
Now, pretty close to it. The Gremlins basically visited him this morning, or Cousin Murphy, and they were having technical difficulties
Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to go ahead and mute him right there. And Nick, I'm just going to go ahead and hang you back up. Give me a call back in when you get it going. And anyways, as I was saying, my cousin Murphy would, you expect anything to not go wrong, will go wrong. And apparently, like Nick was saying on his show, in the few minutes that he'd be able to broadcast, is that they had to reload Skype, which is how they communicate with Blog Talk, and just a whole bunch of other technical problems, which, of course, you know, welcome to live radio. And speaking of live radio, again, I encourage if you haven't done so already, to go over to Nick and Lynn's page. After the show, I'll go ahead and put a link to his page, and he has put together a special 3-day event, which, again, has at least 24 other Blog Talk show hosts. Quite an accomplishment, if you ask me, to be able to pull all that together. And Nick will have, I'm assuming he'll have links posted so you can follow the other shows and offer your suggestions of suggestions of what you time.
Are you back?
I am back. Are we good now?
I'm back off one of your other shows.
I don't know how that happened.
Contamination from the is killing the animal. And so they're wanting to ban lead.
Like you got one go away.
Yeah, I don't know how that's happening. I turned it off and everything else, and it's still going. So hold on there. We'll straighten it out. But go ahead, Robin. This just isn't my day. When when everything goes wrong, the whole system goes wrong. I'm picking up your player, so I need to try and get rid of your player. Hold on, I'll do that real quick. But go ahead.
Yeah, like I was saying, I guess I know where my cousin Murphy is spending the weekend.
That's true.
You know, it's a heck of a way to start a show, though, Robin. I can't believe this, the way this thing's going. I had to reload my whole Skype to start with, you know, and that wasn't very good. And then we only had about 5 minutes on the show, and I said, well, I'm going over to Robin's here, you know what I mean, over to your show. And then now I have a problem with your show. I don't know what's going on here. Maybe it's the gremlins. It's got to be the gremlins or something.
And I've worked at I one time had to carry this myself, and I think that compared to terrestrial talk shows, that this is really a big deal. But I tell you, folks, when you have to carry a whole hour as a monologue, it is hard.
And, I know what you mean there.
I know. Does lead degrade in salt water or in regular water?
Hold on there, but I'm on your side now. Let me end this thing somehow here. Hopefully.
I'm going to have to answer that one. I think they corrupt.
I can't believe I did that.
Yeah, I think they do too. So I can see the...
Yay!
Like you're saying, I can see the lead lures about being something different. But
are you there, Robin?
You're laughing.
I'm still
getting... Are you still getting double there, or are you... Or did I get rid of it? Did I get rid of it? All right, Robin. Hey, give me a few. I don't know how I'm getting your other show there, too, but I am. I don't know how the hell that happened. This just isn't a good day for me, I guess, folks. Are you still getting double there, or are you... I'm getting double on this side. What are you getting over there? All right, hold on. All right, Robin. Did I end it? No.
On anti-idling laws.
What the heck is that? Is that you, Robin, or is that me on this end?
It's me, but let me just make sure it's not me.
Okay, because I shut everything down here except your show.
The significance of it, and... I'm going to close other windows. I think that as soon as people hear the word trucking, see what happens here, they immediately turn off on the subject and not really understand.
It's not me.
Give me a second and I'll pull you back up again and I'll dial back in. I'll just shut it down and reload. All right. I'll be right back.
There's a ghost in the machine and the ghost is me.
Welcome to Flashback. Anyways, like I said, folks, welcome to live radio where anything and everything can go wrong. And all you can do is just laugh about it. But that's just the way it goes sometimes, you know. And, you know, you do the best you can. And even the professionals, they have days like this. The only problem is that the professionals, they have a lot more people listening when things do go wrong. But anyways, let me give out the phone number once again. The number to call here is 646-721-9887. We'd love to have you call in. And you can also, as they get the gremlins out of their system, you can also talk to Nick and Lynn directly, too, through this number. And, again, you're welcome to participate in the chat room. We have one visitor in the chat room so far. Welcome. And if you also would like to, you can send us an email at talk@krbnradio.com. And hopefully that they will, Nick and Lynn will get things kind of sorted out there because, I really don't want to do a monologue. I mean, I could ramble on for an hour, but that wouldn't, have an audience. But, anyways, if you have any stories or any suggestions, on issues regarding seniors, the less fortunate or the poor, you know, again, I'd love to hear from you. We personally, because we lost a loved one here around February. She was in her mid-70s, and she died of cancer. And the last couple of years have been very, very interesting, what she had to go through. A lot of the medical, I'll give credit, kudos to the hospice down here. They're really good in helping her out, and they gave her everything she needed. But we did have some nightmares along with that as well. And let's see if we got Nick and Lynn back on the line. Are you there?
You do now. We're good to go now. You know, well, I typed your show in because I forgot exactly where you were on Blog Talk Radio here. So when I typed it in, I hit the player by mistake. So I had your show and the player going at the same time. So I just had to, you know, redo this thing. This isn't my day. My seniors here must think I'm going crazy or something. So,
well, like I say, welcome to live radio.
Huh?
Welcome to live radio, where things can and will go wrong.
Par for the course, the way our day is going anyway. So say hi to Lynn. We got Lynn over here, too. So you got both of us.
Hi, Lynn.
Hello.
So you get to talk to us a little bit here. But anyway, so, you know, it's your show, so where do you want to go with this? We got a bunch of stuff here, so we can go wherever you want to go, Robin.
Well, I was just telling the folks about we lost a loved one February. She was in her mid-70s.
Uh-huh.
And for the most part, it was an interesting ride for the last couple of years. Hospice was really, really good, but we also had some nightmares as well. And one of those little nightmares was actually from a company called Life Alert, which because there's she had to be left alone by herself in the house, so we figured that'd be a good idea until something actually happened. And fortunately, somebody was home because I mean, she was, you know, like the commercial says, you know, help, I've fallen, I can't get up.
Right.
So we were given CPR, and we hit the button, and the operator was basically, I mean, he was just kind of listening, more or less. I mean, he said, you know, can I help you? And we're telling him what's going on.
Uh-huh.
And a couple minutes later, he goes, did you want me to call 911? Well, we had already called 911. We didn't wait for him, but after that incident, we dropped Life Alert like a brick.
Yeah, that's, you know, I mean, I get it. It simply amazes me to have all these companies out there that have all these different kinds of devices of the, you know, the real elderly that can't get around to good fall in that. You know, sometimes I think they're all about money than they are actually helping, you know. I mean, that's my opinion. You know, I don't know. I'm from the old school. I remember when you're neighbor when you hit the, you know, senior age there, they were more than willing to come over and check on you, make sure you were all right. If they didn't see you for a couple hours there where you normally go outside or something like that, they check on you. You know, and that's one good thing, Robin, about here. I mean, we live in a senior apartment complex, Humlin.
Yeah.
And at least, you know, we check on each other. We make sure that, you know, if we know somebody's not feeling good, like we have a couple of women here that have cancer and that. So, you know, we keep an eye on them pretty good there.
Yeah, and that's, like you say, it's kind of old school, so to speak. I mean, I've lived in this neighborhood since 1990, and I only know one neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not like the way it used to be where you knew everybody and you're friends with everybody. And
yeah, that doesn't happen anymore, you know, and especially the way the economy is today. I mean, anymore today, it takes two families just to survive, you know what I mean? And, you know, the kids today, it's not like when we were growing up, you know, they tend to stray from, once they stray from the nest, they're pretty well gone. You know, I had a good friend out here that was a senior, was a vet, was homeless, and he actually got beat up, and cops only put a little cloth over his face, and they waited an hour for an ambulance to get there and that. And, you know, all this man wanted was just get his check and get a motorhome and go see his kids. But his kids didn't even have the courtesy to come get his body. That's sorry. That's pretty bad, you know. And we're talking, you know, and we're talking to senior. He was in his elderly years. He was up in his 60s and that, you know. And that's really, that's heartbreaking. And then especially when you got a chief of police there that turns around and uses it in city council, you know, the same man, to talk about how the homeless and that tear up things and just make a mess, you know. That's sorry. That's really not caring for your seniors there.
It's not caring for people in general when you think about it.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, you'd be surprised how many senior vets from Vietnam and that are on the street. And, you know, even the women, huh, Lynn?
Yeah.
Lynn could tell you some stories about some of the women that are out there. It's really not a pretty picture. But, you know, we work with that, Robin. That's why we do our show. So, you know, that's where our... We try and show how politics actually and the bills they pass up there do relate to the seniors and that and the problems they do have. You know, a lot of people, Robin, don't realize our senior population, you know, it's like we deal with the 80% that doesn't have the motorhomes or live on the golf course or have the big swimming pools and that, you know what I mean? But yet,
right.
You know, as a society, we look at that 20% out there, you know, that does have the motorhome and the golf course and that, and they lump us all into one group. Well, that's not the case. You know, we have seniors here that eat one meal a day just to pay a doctor bill, pay an electric bill. You know, I mean, we have Meals on Wheels, but even now they're starting to charge you for Meals on Wheels. And that's a government, was supposed to be a government-funded program. You know, so what the hell's up with that picture? You know what I mean? And these are things we talk about here and things we work on here and, you know, try and give seniors other avenues they can go to or where the food banks are or, you know, how they can cut that red tape there, Robin. And I'm rattling here, so you say something, Robin.
That's okay. I was just going to add, though, is that, you know, when you talk about seniors or when you see a senior on the, you know, walking down the street, you just kind of go, oh, well, that's an old person or whatever, you know. Not realizing that, like what I found out when I turned 50, which is a couple of years ago, that one of these days, it may be you. And it just comes that quickly, you know, because like, well, like, for example, on my 50th birthday, I told my family, it doesn't exist. I want to ignore it. It doesn't exist. 5-0. Forget it. I'm not there. 2 weeks later, I got an invitation from AARP.
Yeah.
A roof back roof.
You know, AARP is a joke, Robin, when it comes to seniors. Let me tell you, they're all about the upper 20%. You know, and that's like even we invited the congresswoman here, Patty Murray, and we invited the mayor and that, and I don't know if they'll show up or not, but I don't count on it, you know, because they want to stick to that 20% of seniors that are talk to them, but they don't want to face the real issues. You know, they don't want to come down and talk to the ones that are in that 80% that really do have problems. You know, we don't look at that as a society. And you're right. You're absolutely right. You know, Well, you think we're going to live forever, you know, and we're not. And especially in today's economy, Robin, I mean, a 30-year-old today needs to really, really put back for when he hits our age. And I'm 62, you know what I mean? And, you know, because the economy isn't going to be where it was back in the 60s and the early 70s and that, you know. So if you're not saving now, you know, you're going to be right with that 80%. You know what I mean? Not even
and it's
real.
Pretty, I mean, I don't know about you, but all my life, I was struggling just to make it through today and not be able to think about tomorrow.
Right.
Even when I had the opportunity to work for a large international company that here in Eugene, they built a brand new building. Mm-hmm. And you would think that, because I was the eighth group that was hired on that. And you think, hey, these guys are going to be around forever. I can retire with this company.
Right.
8 years later, they closed the doors.
I hear you there. You know, and a lot of people think, too, that the unions, you know what I mean, that they are benefits in that cover everybody. Well, the benefits don't cover everybody. You know, it covers ones that have worked for, like, the car companies, you know, and all this kind of garbage, or the teachers, or the firemen, or the policemen. But the average one that retires here as a senior, you know, they don't fall into that category. No way, shape, or form, you know. They just don't. And we don't look at that, you know. We think, like I said, because of that upper 20%, that they're all like that. And that's not the case. That's really not the case. And that's a shame. That's really a shame, you know.
Well, and in addition to that, if you're relying on some of the benefits like Social Security, Medicare, like I was saying on the onset, having somebody here in their 70s with health problems, it was a nightmare with the issues we had to deal with just to get help for her or even medication.
Right.
One time, they...
Go ahead, you're fine.
I heard that.
We put up two stations at the same time because Think Tank over there on politics wanted to do a show, but they were actually doing it at the same time you were, so we put both of them up on the screen so the seniors can talk to both of you at the same time if they want. We have a big TV up here, and we broke our computer down in the two sides on the screen there. That's all it was. But go ahead with what you were saying there, Ron.
Okay, and then why don't you describe the room here in just a moment. But I was just going to say about they blackmailed us and threatened to withhold some of our benefits if we did not hire a house cleaner.
Really?
And they made us go through and put smoke detectors in every room. I'm a firm believer of fire extinguishers, but they didn't like the ones we had. So, you know, especially one that was small enough and properly rated that she could handle, but they made us go get a big one, you know, one that she can't even lift.
Yeah.
And just so she can get her basic benefits and medications.
Uh-huh. This healthcare bill is really a trip. You know that, Robin. You know, by the time there's nothing there. Nothing whatsoever. And the taxes are going to eat it up alive. They're going to force the younger generation to take the health care bill, which isn't going to sit pretty anyway. And most of them are going to wind up rather pay the fine than take the health care bill. But yet I don't see our congressmen and congresswomen up there going on that bill. You know, they're not going to go on that health care bill.
And I don't know if you've heard in Oregon here, Warren Wyden, who was, I believe, one of the final votes to make the Obamacare a reality, changed his mind.
Mm-hmm.
And now wants to set up where Oregon can opt out of the Obamacare. Which we've done a whole show on that one. And in 2014, when people stopped getting their refunds because of the fines, it's going to be an interesting uproar.
There you go. Hey, Robin.
So let me give out here real quick and 646-721-9887. And you were going to say, Nick?
I was going to say, can you take about play a little music there for a second? I need a cup of coffee, bud. I die without my coffee, Robin. And I have to walk across the room to get it. So I'm going to let you sit here with Lynn for a few minutes, and I'm going to run and get a cup of coffee, all right?
All That'd be fine. I take mine with cream and sugar. Anyways, are you there, Lynn?
Hard, I do the same thing. So go ahead.
Anyways, again, if you, a couple people in the chat room right now, we'd love to have you call on the show and 646-721-9887. Or go ahead and comment in the chat room. Unfortunately, people that are logged in as guests, the Blog Talk does not allow them to comment, which is very unfortunate, and I think if Blog Talk is going to make any changes at all, that'd be one of them, let the guests comment, because anything contributes to the show. And while Nick's giving me a cup of coffee, now it was really quite a situation. Watching what Sharon had to go through, and the fact that because she wasn't in good health, she was in her mid to late 70s, she was also treated in a way, I felt, like a disposable citizen, meaning that when the doctor first discovered a nodule in her lungs, which later turned out to be cancerous, and that's actually what took her life, when the nodule was first discovered and how fast it was growing, he wanted to put off tests on that nodule for about 3 months. We went ahead and raised a little bit of havoc and actually went to another doctor who then diagnosed it as cancer and started treating it. Unfortunately, because of her health, going through chemo made her really, really sick, sent her to the hospital, and she had to go into isolation because it just chemo just plays havoc on your immune system. So it actually wound up that she wasn't strong enough to go through the therapy. And
I'm here, like, Robin.
Back.
I had to get my coffee. I die without my coffee. That's just par for the course when it comes to me, as far as that goes, you know. At 62, you got to have that coffee.
That's true. Well, Nick, you want to tell tell our listeners, you know, what's going on there on your end? And
this is a senior special, and it's a 3-day event, and we got a bunch of Blog Talk Radio Show hosts that are going to join us, and it's going to run from today through Monday, and the seniors get to call you, talk to you if you want to talk to them. We got a mic that'll reach all over the place just about, and it's a chance for them to, you know, other avenues to get information than just off the TV and the radio there, because a lot of times they're all about, you know, not as much in depth like we do on Blog Talk Radio here. We get more into what the real problem is than what some of the news media out there does, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And basically that's what it is. We're going to have hamburgers and hot dogs. We open up at 9, and we got coffee and donuts at 9. And then we got hamburgers and hot dogs from noon until the show ends. And that's at 5 o'clock. And, me and Lynn supplied that for them. And, you know, it's our way of giving back to our seniors and our less fortunate and, poor here. And we're actually fortunate because we not only have the seniors here within walking distance, like maybe, a couple of feet or so, we have the, low housing and another complex across from us. And basically, you know, that's what we deal with, Robin. That's what me and Lynn deal with there. So, you know.
Can they hear us now?
Huh? I didn't hear you, Robin. I'm sorry.
can they hear us now, broadcasting?
Oh, yeah. They can watch you on the Bluetooth, and they can also hear you. They can see your chat room, and they can hear what you're talking about. And you know, when they want to talk, we just shove the mic over there. Or, you know, right now we've probably got about how many in here? About 5 or 6. It's early in the morning. The seniors there, Robin. So, you know how that goes there.
Well, it's encouraged. Come on the mic and say
we can do that. We can try and do that. Let me see if, one of the seniors wants to talk to Robin over here. But basically, Robin, that's what we do. You know, we give them some information that they might not be able to get, or, you know, really don't know how to get some information in that, and we help them with that, you know. So,
and you said that you had some information that you wanted to share with people?
Well, we, you know, our thing with the seniors is, you know, how the health care bill affects them and things like that. You know, what's actually going to happen. I mean, you know, Walmart already here, or not Walmart, I'm sorry, Walgreens here has already stopped taking Medicaid and Medicare there. So, you know, we're just, it's a trip. You know, we've got a senior here that had to go for a knee operation, and basically now she's in the hole for $2,000 right off the bat with this new Medicare bill. And a lot of people don't realize that this Medicare bill doesn't benefit the seniors. When that gentleman, Robin, stood up in Congress and said all they want to do is see seniors die, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. You know what I mean? If you stop and think about it. You know, and everybody thinks, well, it's not going to happen until 2014. It's already happening. There's a lot of doctors already underneath the table refusing to take seniors. So, you know, as far as that goes, I don't know. You know, it's a shame we don't care for the ones that really need the help. I mean, we tend to lump people together into one group, and it's not always that way, you know.
Yeah, in our culture, unlike some other cultures overseas, we don't really honor our elders, so to speak.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, they get more respect in foreign countries, elders, than they do here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's not right. That's really wrong. And yeah, we spend billions of dollars overseas, but we can't spend 10% here on our own. You know, that's really, that's really a shame.
No, you're right. We can help other people, but when it comes down to helping our own in our own country,
right,
we're on the end of the list.
You're exactly right there, you know, as far as that goes. Yeah, I don't know. I have a hard time, you know, understanding our government. I mean, we throw billions and billions of dollars away, you know, and we send it to countries that do need it. Don't get me wrong. But yeah, we don't take 10% out for here. 80% of the money they get overseas goes either into their military or goes into that government's pocket, and the people really never see it, you know, as far as that goes, you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, just the way we spend money here, like, for example, in Oregon here, you know, the economy is really bad, money's really tight, and they're talking about cutting essential services again, but yet they always seem to find millions of dollars to spend on art.
Right, right. I don't know. I mean, we need to make a change, Robin. We really do. And you hope the election time that it will make a change. But even that isn't going to really make a change, you know. I mean, no matter who you vote for, and you hope it's a person that, you know, sides with you a little bit there when they get up there, you know, you get them good for a month, and then after that they fall right along party lines. You know, it's all about big business and unions, plain and simple.
Well, I was listening to another talk show the other day, and they had a kind of a radical suggestion, but after thinking about it, he says, whether you like the guy or not, vote all the incumbents out. If you really like somebody, vote them out anyways, but vote them back in next time. And he said that will send such a message, especially to Washington, that people are so fed up with the status quo that we're not going to put up with it anymore.
You're exactly
the only, yeah, because the only voice we get is just in November and in 2014, or 2012, rather, whatever, next election.
Oh, I don't know. You know, the way me and Lynn talk about it, you know, if we don't make a change, Robin, between 2011 and 2012, which is really scary, we'll wind up being, you know, either a third world country or small countries in the U.S., and we pray every day that doesn't happen, you know, but it's scary. It really is scary. You know, and when you got congressmen up there that have been up there for lifetimes, forever, you know what I mean, they don't relate to the younger population or what's really going on, you know. They're living in a dream world. That's my opinion, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, one comedian pointed out is that if you're in the Oval Office and you're looking out the window, the only thing that you see, lush lawns and everything's nice and peaceful and okay. But if you go around the corner and look on the other side of the hedges, you're seeing people homeless, sleeping on the benches, and, you know, the rest of America the way it really is. But from your point of view, everything is just really okay. You know, same thing. If you're a millionaire, are you going to relate to, I'd like to go eat today, but I don't have the money?
Yeah. You're exactly right there. I mean, you know, me and Lynn, we live on, I get $678 a month. By the time I pay my rent, my money's gone. If it wasn't for Lynn, we couldn't live where we're living, Robin. We'd be on the street in reality. You know what I mean? And a lot of seniors are like that. I mean, the average senior here, you have to be right at 1400 or under 1400 to live in this complex. So, you know, if you're over that, you couldn't live here. And that's because part of this complex was funded with federal money. And even that's a joke, Robin, when you stop and think about it, because they don't fall nowhere near what the guidelines actually are set up to be when it comes to the federal government there. So, yeah.
And you don't have to be a senior to understand what it's like to I was in my 20s, and I almost starved to death. I was fortunate. I was still able to keep a roof over my head, but I couldn't afford to buy food.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
I don't like to starve.
Yeah.
And it also kind of gets me a little upset here, because we're struggling here. It takes two incomes just to pay the bills here and looking for work. And unfortunately, I'm not bilingual. And there's a lot of jobs that I qualify for, except for, you know, but again, that's a whole nother show.
Right. Yeah. You know, that amazes me, too. You know, you're right. That is another whole show. I mean, you can't get a job today unless you speak bilingual. You know, and that even applies to the seniors in that. Getting a job just to help seniors, you have to be bilingual. That's unreal. That's never heard of. I mean, what happened to the English language? Did it go out the window? You know what I mean? That doesn't make any sense. Go ahead.
I agree with you 100%. It's, like I say, that's another show in itself, but I think we are losing everything. But
yeah.
Oh, go ahead, Lynn. Nick.
Oh, you're fine. Go ahead, Robin. You're doing just great. I never co-hosted before, so I don't know. You know, it took us almost an hour and a half just to get things running right here, and there's, you know, I'm praying they'll run right through the rest of the day. You never know. But, you know, our seniors here are pretty cool, though. You know, they bear and grin at Robin, and a lot of seniors do. A lot of the less fortunate seniors do. And I don't think we realize how many seniors are actually homeless in that. You know, we don't pay attention to that. Or how many, you know, want to be out there for the simple reason because they like that communication. You know, they don't like nursing home because they don't get that interaction that they get out there. And that's a shame. That's really a shame. It's a shame our society is more interested in playing war games, you know what I mean? Like over there in the playing politics with our men and women over there in Afghanistan and bringing them home and spending the money where it should be spent. You know, they don't do that.
Well, that was because the U.S. is a paper tiger.
You know, you're actually right. I was in the Vietnam War there, so, you know, that was a political war, too, and that killed a bunch of people. But there again, that's a whole new, that's another whole can of worms, too, there, Robin.
You know, take the profit out of it. We'll go in there, do our thing, get out, and not apologize for it.
There you go. You're actually right. Anyway there, Robin, so what do you else you got on your little notebook pad over there?
Well, we got 20 minutes left in the show. Again, we got some people in the chat room. Welcome. Again, if you'd like to call in, 646-721-9887. In the 20 minutes we have remaining. And, Nick, do you have any suggestions on what we could do to help people?
Well, you know, we can look in avenues as far as in our Congress. We can look at the people we vote up there. You know what I mean? We can look at making the cutting the red tape a little bit more and you know, what's really hard for seniors to really work around. We can get out a little bit more information than what we do. We don't get enough information out to the seniors. I mean, we get the junky information out there, just enough to get by with, you know. But we don't get real information they need on how to cut that red tape, you know, or how to, you know, where they can actually go for help. I mean, even at the complex we live in here, the apartment complex we live in here, there is no real program, you know, that really is informative for the seniors. And it's not just here. You can go to a lot of senior centers and find that. And that's what we really need to work on, I think. Information plays a big part, you know what I mean, and guiding them into the direction to go. You know, not even that. We, you know, family is a lot. Family means a lot, you know, as far as that goes, too. You know, family need to interact with their parents more or than what they do, and they tend not to. You know, once your parent gets sick, you think right away, well, they need to go home or, you know, put them in a nursing home. That isn't always the case. A nursing home sometimes or an elderly center can cook you a lot quicker, you know, and especially if you're used to being in your home. I gave you a good example. If you have seniors that are living in an apartment complex, or say, for 20 years, you know, they're used to that. They're used to that environment. Then all of a sudden you kick them out of there, you know what I mean? Then it's a whole new ball game, and that's scary for seniors. That can be really scary. It can really be traumatic on them.
Well, that'd be traumatic for anybody when you think about it.
Well, yeah, you're exactly right. But sometimes it hits seniors. You know, a younger person can adjust to it a lot easier than a senior can. Seniors tend to have that hard time adjusting to it because you become accustomed to the environment you're in, you know, and once you're kicked out of that environment, you just don't know where to go. And especially if you're on a fixed income. And these are things we need to work on. These are things we need to suggest to our congressmen and congresswomen. You know, they need to really look at this stuff. I mean, don't look at the money that they got in their pockets up there. I mean, 80% of the congressmen and women up there are over $1 million. You know, some of them are at $136 million, et cetera. You know, but they're just too interested in putting money in their pockets. And you pray every day that the new ones you vote up there, you know, do have that concern for this country. You know, but it takes we the people, Robin, to make a difference. It takes all of us. You know, not just one organization. It takes all of us to make a difference. You know, it takes all of us caring a little bit more, you know, as far as that goes.
Well, I agree. And I think even though we're going through a really bad recession right now, I think that we are a wealthy enough nation that we can do more to help seniors especially, you know, even if it's just a you know, tax reduction or elimination.
Right.
The veterans especially should have special privileges because they want to defend our country.
You know, and that's another thing, too. We don't look at the vets from, like, World War II there in, you know, from the Vietnam era that are actually becoming seniors. You know what I mean? We shy from that, and I wonder why, you know, we do shy from that. You know, I mean, they fought for your freedom, you know, and I don't think we really realize just how much they did give up. They gave up their lives, you know. I feel very fortunate that I didn't get injured or anything like that, but these men and women have given up their lives, and they still are today, for your freedom, you know.
Exactly.
And we forget that. We tend to forget that, you know. You know, it's an old saying, you know, we're more concerned about the God Almighty dollar than we are about the human being that's out there, and that's a shame. That's really a shame. I don't know, me and Lynn, we don't look at it that way. We're more concerned about the average citizen than we are putting the buck in our pocket. If we were concerned about that, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing. But anyway, Robin, so, you know, that's my solution. You know what I mean? It takes all of us. It takes we the people to make a change, and sometimes it just takes putting a little extra foot up their politicians, but I guess you could say, you know.
Well, maybe the veterans and the seniors, they both share one thing in common is that, like, okay, I've never been to war. So, I mean, you could describe it for days or whatever, and there'd be no way that I could really understand what it was like. You know, same thing that, you know, except for Sharon, you know, going through her deal, being 75 and dying of cancer.
Right.
It happened in our family. We got some idea, although there'll be no way I could relate to her situation until another 20 years. But I guess that it's out of sight, out of mind.
You know, you hit it right on the doornail. That's exactly what it is. You know what I mean? It's out of sight, out of mind. You know, as far as that goes. Hi, Lane. And, you know, that's basically what they want to do. You know, that's an old saying, you know, and I've said it quite often, you know what I mean? And the seniors aren't going away. And I mean, you're going to have seniors your whole life through this country as far as that goes, you know what I mean? But it's how you deal with them, you know. You can't hide them. You know, hiding somebody doesn't accomplish nothing. And our government tends today, if they want to look at the problem, they want to put a Band-Aid on the problem. And that don't accomplish anything, Robin. That doesn't accomplish nothing, you know.
Exactly. And since we're living longer now, there's going to be more seniors.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. The average senior today lives to be over 80 years old, you know, as far as that goes. So, I don't know. You know, it's a sorry world. You know what I mean? You pray every day, Robin. I know me and Lynn do. And that'll get a little bit better. And, you know, that we care about each other. You know, it's not just the seniors. We need to really wake up and respect our fellow man and fellow woman out there. And we don't do that enough anymore. We really don't, you know.
Well, and I'll give Obama credit for one thing that he's done.
Uh-huh.
He's got enough people upset that we're actually getting together, you know, creating tea parties, coffee parties, showing up at town hall meetings and letting our representatives know how we feel. We're getting more involved.
Well, you know, that's true. You do have to give credit there. He's waking up people to doing that. But I don't know. I have a hard time dealing with this man, Robin. You know, I don't know. He has done that, though. I have to agree with you on that. He has actually waken up our country here and made people stop and think. He has done that. Whether he's done any thing that's actually helping, I don't know. You know, you hope and pray he makes a few different turns and moves here and there, but I don't know. And, you know, what we forget, too, Robin, is that, you know, he's only one person. I read a thing on what his actual job was one time, and it's only 10 things. You know what I mean? It's our Congress that actually is what passes bills in that. He doesn't. He just signs them into law, or he makes recommendations, and it's up to Congress to put it together there in the Senate there to make a decision on it. You know, it's not actually up to him, or it's his we call his cabinet the Chicago mobsters, but you know, and they put it together, present it to him, he presents it to Congress, and then they push what they want to push through. And they're not always right, you know. So we can't really blame it on the president. And I mean, you can go back to Eisenhower, because I remember when Eisenhower was still in office there. So you know, this great country of ours reminds me sometimes of the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire lasted for over 500 years. In the last 100 years, its economy killed it, you know, and we're doing that today.
Well, and speaking of Congress, which is a sore point, they don't have time to read the bill. Why read the bill? But yet they can hold hearings over on a sports figure, whether or not he took drugs.
Yeah, you know, that's amazing. That's stupid, you know. They make a bill 3,000 some pages long, and I've heard about, maybe 1,000 something, 1,500 pages of it. You know, and they don't even know what the hell's in that bill. You know that? And then we don't realize the other bills they've passed, you know, and that doesn't do us any good. I mean, come on, Robin, they passed the bill. The teachers got two bailouts, if you stop and think about it. I mean, they got a stimulus, which was for the state, to help with the teacher and the fireman and the policeman, correct? Then they got a bailout for $10 billion, and that came out of food stamp. And that's like, you know, it's $59 for a family of four So what you're talking about there is you're talking about a kid losing 2 meals a day, or a week, I'm sorry. You know, that's not right. And it hits the teens. It's bad.
Well, and I think it was 2020 that did a special comparing two schools, one of them giving lots of money, another one running on a really thin budget. And the one running on the really thin budget actually academically outdid the school that was giving a lot of money. And so throwing more money at the problem, you know, I guess what I'm saying is that if it can't do its thing and it fails for lack of money, it fails. Maybe it's a good thing. It'll force them to look at themselves. But I wanted to throw one other thing out, too, when speaking of Congress and reading the bill, Nancy Pelosi, who is also somebody that needs early retirement.
Yeah, you want to get me on Nancy Pelosi. She's a jerk. Yeah. Between her, I don't know which is worse, but, you know, I don't think Reid's going to make it for sure, but Nancy Pelosi, I don't know. You know, and it comes down to another thing, too, Robin. You know, you can have the brightest minds in the world, and they can run, but if they don't have big business or the unions behind them, they're not going nowhere, and that's a shame. What you get is you don't get the cream of the crop. You get the second or the third in line, and that's what we get up there. We don't get the cream of the crop. You know what I mean?
Like Nancy Pelosi's comments about, we have to pass the bill so you can find out what's in it.
Yeah, there you go. That's stupid.
Like, that's why I think, and I've been preaching this forever, is we need to borrow a little bit from Parliament, have a vote of no confidence option, so that we can get them out of there.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, like we always say in our shows, we need to vote the bums out of there. You know, I'd rather see somebody up there that doesn't have the millions and has sense than all the money that's up there. I mean, I cannot believe it. I mean, it just boggles the mind when I started getting into the millions of dollars that these congressmen and congresswomen have up there. And they're not out for the people. They're definitely not out for the people. And they're not out for the seniors. And when that gentleman stood up there and said, you know, this bill in the health care bill, that all they want to see is the seniors dying, they're absolutely right. You know what I mean? Because there's nothing really in there that's going to really actually benefit the seniors. You know, if you stop and really think about it, I mean, if you got Walgreens already refusing to take Medicare or Medicaid, unless don't have the paperwork on that right now, and they've already stopped doing that, you know, here in Washington, you can just imagine, you know, the floods you're going to get on the doctors when they go over to the health care plan. And they're not going to take it. People are going to be sitting just like they do up in Canada for years waiting for an operation. You know, that's not right. This country wasn't founded on that. You know, this country was founded on freedom. That's not freedom. We have a law for everything. I mean, if an officer wants to put you in jail today, Robin, they can do it. You know?
Oh, yeah.
You don't even know. That's not right. You know what I mean? I'm rattling here, Robin, and I shouldn't be, but I am.
Well, 6 minutes remaining in the show, 646-721-9887. We haven't heard from Lynn yet.
Lynn is actually on the other. Lynn's on the phone with Think Tank. So she's doing one, and I'm doing the other. So you got to deal with me, and Lynn got to deal with Think Tank over there. So, you know, we're accommodating both. Think Tank, it was the only time they could do a show, and they really do have a real good show up there, so we wanted to accommodate both, and so we knew we were gonna. I would go to one, and Lynn would go to the other. So you got me, and they got Lynn.
That's okay.
And actually, while I got you on the line here, I want to. We recorded your show here, so I want to go ahead and I'm going to go ahead and put it on another spot we have here that might be open, if that's all right with you, and rerun it down on. Monday here, if that's all right with you there, and give our listeners another chance to hear your show.
Sure. That'll be fine.
Okay. So you got awful quiet, Robin. You got quiet. It's not like having your co-host, Robin. I'm sorry about that. I've heard your co-host. So. How is he doing anyway?
He's doing a lot better. He originally went in for a triple, and once they got in there, they found out they had to do a quadruple bypass.
You know, it's a shame Lynn's on with Think Tank, because Lynn went through that. You know what I mean? And she had hers when she was like 34. you know, and she could tell you some horror stories. She really could. I'm really amazed what Lynn's gone through. She's gone through a lot, too. So I can just imagine what your Goomba there, your co-host, is going through, but because I know what Lynn's gone through there. So, you know.
Well, and you talk about family. Fortunately, his sister was there with him, and she noticed that he was having trouble speaking.
Uh-huh.
And so they went ahead and basically cornered the doctors, and they went ahead and looked into
it. Hold on, Robin.
The stroke, sure.
Yeah, but you're right. Go ahead. I was listening to the seniors. I don't have the headphones set on because we have the we put in a surround system so everybody could hear, and we have two speakers outside and that, and Lynn used to say headset.
Okay. Speakers. Anybody want to say hi real quick in our last 4 minutes?
Hey,
you want to say hi real quick? Say hi.
Did you hear Jerry said hi? you know, that's another thing, too, you know. What's good about doing this, Robin, and we appreciate your show coming on as well as the other ones we have there, it gets the seniors active. I mean, you have seniors that just want to sit there and die, Robin, and that's a shame. You know what I mean? So it's another avenue for getting them out and getting them involved. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You know, and we tend not to do that.
Well, Nick, we have 3 minutes left. You want to go ahead and plug the other shows and give yourself a little promo?
I don't, you know, hold on there, Robin, because I don't have that page. You caught me off guard here. The other side, you would do that to me. I love you, bro. We have Craig Schultz coming on after you. Then we have ASPN. Then we have Donna from Empowered Women. And then you have me and Lynn for the last hour of the show there. And that's today's schedule. So there you go.
Are you going to post links on your website so people can find
gonna
the show?
Yeah, we're going to do that. We'll definitely do that for everybody out there. And most of the, by the way, I forgot while I'm thinking of it. We also have Buckshot coming on, too, Buckshot 59. And I definitely want to mention that because he does a show on things you should be prepared for, you know, like saving up on food and, you know, make sure you got enough stored away for a rainy day there. So I definitely wanted to mention him, you know. And then you got Donna from Empowered Woman. She's also really good with the seniors and that. So I'm going to let you go ahead and finish out your show there, bud.
Okay. And, of course, go ahead and tell them how they can reach your show.
Oh, we're Nick and Lynn's Political Corner, and we're on Politics Conservative, and we talk politics. We kick a little butt and have a lot of fun, you know. And our show is basically how the bills and things they do up there in Congress that affect the seniors, the less fortunate, and the homeless. Because there's nobody out there that really talks for them, and that's a shame. You know what I mean? And we tend to hopefully wake up our audience out there and give them an idea of how much quicker it does affect them. You know, and that's what our show is about there.
And they do a really good job. Cliff and I went ahead and listened in one time, and we spent the first 20 minutes going, "I want to push the button. I want to push the button."
Did you push the button?
Push the button. Because we had to say something, so you got us going.
Well, you know, the other thing is, you know, a lot of people don't realize, and I probably talk more than Lynn, that's because Lynn has a lot of medication, and, you know, she's been through a lot. If you ever want to really get a good idea of what Lynn's about, you need to go over to our show they did. I think they did it on Saturday on the 18th. And it really tells you what Lynn's about down there. So if you look up our player and look at last month around the 18th, it really gives you an insight into what Lynn's been through. She's been through quite a bit between being battered, beat up, and what have you there. Anyway, Robin, I'm going to let you go ahead and close out your show there, bud.
Now we're down to the last 2 seconds. Again, Lynn, thank you very, very much for allowing me to participate in this. I encourage everybody to go over to Lynn.
Be sure to check us out on the internet at www.krbnradio.com or email us with your show ideas at talk@krbnradio.com. This is KRBN Internet News Talk Radio.